好人，然后就干啥？他说学费干啥？就这一年不能当，那呢？金币年不能当，就这一年不能，那呢？啊，那呢个，那呢？啊，搞虚弱，那呢？咱那等到了，嗯，对于俺们家长那几个，中华中华他些他们这帮，啊呢？嗯，捐他们这些些，啊呢？三月国防图我把这三国外的中国的中国啊这毛也的中国的但是中国的帮国了中国没把谁了中国也就来到你要忙吧你就没把谁国的是啊你是没把谁把了那你们人国民你们人钱的嘛都没把谁图给我们了今天咱们就今天咱们就工作了当不可能的当不能的也工作什么接触这边接触什么大家的今天这些人呢코와들의 인공비도 세상 코와들의 타고도 선비기에다 코와를 탈주기 선반 예중기에다 인디니기 코와 탈에 대한 랑 지구마인 바시엔 샘젠 탐지 네 동아지 자 동아의 교리에다 뇨모버들의 탈제 네 탈비고마 토구도 선비기 삼단의 샘젠 탐지를 잡아다 이제곰 대안의 샘젠 탐지 대화다 대바 동아 탐지 자와디 네 개치기 인쇄하지 소수기 안에 나 라산남다 삼다야 대장 미치다 심지어 동화가 자야라 심지어 제다 튀어섬 곰섬 냠는 제주제 안에 동화가 자고 그래 지사딩이 지길래도 안에 건설이야 튀어섬 곰섬 제주고라 튀어섬 곰섬 제주봐라 소수기 튀어섬 곰섬 냠는 여우가지고 그래봐도 소수 마신다 건설라야 요말봐다 지사 대니기 소수기 라야라 안에 콘트롤 로치발라 콘트유니 모세발라 최선 공부 지주 디제발라 소소기 콘트롤이야라 넌 소소니야 냠내 야고스고 그래 지상 소소 탈신 가지고 그래 디인자 인심제 탐지 동아 자야된 디지주의 제도 인심제 탐지 사유고도 바시 인심이 안에 자주 심군에 나와 지상다 자주 심군에 나지 냠내 지에디 안에 가르레스네 안에 냠마 상제 다제 상제 상제 최선 안에 걸어서 장수 심지 신규 된다라 신규기 주로 하성기 장비 장수 심지 되는 냠는 가르치에 가르치는 진바도 출진 파시 중에 냠는 제로와 어 니네 냠는 제는 코로도 상기에 상기에 바래 다들 장수 심바 남자 니네 신 냠는 지고래 인생 개인이야 심지 않는 사유 구멍 토가 지지 장수 심지 장수 심지 내는 진바도 출진 파시 중에 냠는 지기 세제 어 두시는 아주 게 삼다지 삼다념의 시다리 인연자가 가상한 주기에는 지배념의 제야라 아니 군원의 자주심이 심바다 진바세야지 모와 되듯이 아니 수림세야지 되듯이 했어 가상되는 그 슈주와 당도
Good morning. So yesterday we looked at the first two of the six perfections, those of generosity and ethical conduct. And we mentioned then the way to include this in one's meditation. So just to recap this morning, starting out by the meditation that I advise you to do every day, and whilst mentioning this, generate these minds within yourself briefly. So the first of the five steps of the meditation that I advise is that you generate a mind that is both powerful and joyous. And then this is done through going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and one's teacher, seeing that through generating the teachings that they propound within one's own continuum, one will attain true protection from suffering. And conjoined with this, one can reflect on the preciousness of this opportunity that we have attained. And having generated then a powerful and joyous mind, one engages and moves on to the second step of the meditation, which is has the purpose of generating the mind that wants to definitely emerge from the suffering realms of cyclic existence. And this is done through reflecting or meditating on how samsara is pervaded by suffering, how samsaric experiences are in the nature of suffering, and that these have as a cause the various afflicted minds that have led to the accumulation of contaminated karma. And the root cause of all of this is our very own mind, the ignorance of self-grasping. And in this way, we give rise to the wish to be attained liberation from these states of suffering. That's the second step. And then we, having given rise to this mind, we move to the third step, which starts with the recognition that this instinctive yearning that we have to experience only happiness and to be completely freed from even a moment of suffering or frustration or misery, this is something that is shared by each and every sentient being. And therefore, on this deep level, there really is no difference between myself and others. And therefore, it would be inappropriate just to strive for my own happiness whilst forgetting others. And then we take this understanding, we develop it further, generating the minds of love. May all beings experience only happiness. And the mind of compassion, may all beings be freed from suffering. We develop this ever further so that the wish arises within us that we take responsibility for the welfare of others. That we generate the mind that understands that for others to experience happiness, they have to accumulate the causes of happiness. And these come from practices such as ethics, generosity, patience, and so forth. And to be freed from suffering, the fulfillment of a mind of compassion, this requires sentient beings to eliminate the causes of suffering, the afflicted minds. And this comes through reflecting on reality. So here we give rise to these minds of love and compassion that we have given rise to. They become powerful, powerful to the point where we take responsibility for leading others to their own, to the attainment of their own enlightenment. And this then is the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility. Having generated that then, we are then just one step away from the generation of bodhicitta itself, which is where we further commit to, in order to fulfill this responsibility that we have now willingly taken on, I have to become the most skilled of guides. Because it's only through achieving Buddhahood myself that I can perfectly lead each and every sentient being to their own individual enlightenment. So here we generate the mind of bodhicitta. And then this then is the third step in the meditation, the generation of bodhicitta. And at this point, we can include what we've been looking at in some detail, that in order for me to have been able to cultivate this mind of bodhicitta, I've needed to hear a lot of teachings, reflect on these, and eventually come to meditate on these. For me to be able to progress, I need to continue to make endeavor in these activities. For others to spiritually progress, they too need to hear many teachings, reflect on those teachings skillfully, and come to be able to meditate on those. In order to be able to do that, they, like me, require a qualified spiritual teacher. And in order for me to become such a mentor, such a guide to others, I need to endeavor in hearing, reflecting, and meditating, cultivating and perfecting the minds of the Buddha Dharma within myself. So with this ever stronger motivation, we come to the fourth step of the meditation. And that is the reflection on the practices that bodhisattvas engage in, the six perfections. The very practices that all bodhisattvas in the world are engaging in, and all Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, engaged in. And here we can engage in the reflections that we looked at yesterday of generosity and ethical conduct within the context of the six perfections. And then lastly, the fifth step would be that of making aspirational prayers and dedication.
Tarching Shenle Pando Juya. That's something in Jimba Dan and the Shenle Pando Junior, the Alianti Shenle Shenle Chi, Yaman Jejua Dan, and the Quarantine Jimbe Yaman Jejua, Tudum Songshe, the Niki Chi Shen, Chi Dutin, Chi Jimba Dan, and Jimbe Yaman 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 Jim 아두르와 주림 님네세디 아두에다 게티고 사야데 차상 가르스네 류가 26권에 다 나로로 삼로들라 아니 아주 챤레 뉴베 삼바다 제니게 되샤 콘조 아제 지연두 아니 챤레 뉴바신 류가 있으면 챤 뉴바치 디바 사야데네 사이도로 와 디네 인산디 마 숨고고래 디스노야들 주림 제사 주림 사야데 류가 26권에 챤레 뉴바치 메세베 삼로디 주림이체 제사 디 가르숨고스네 챤레 뉴베 삼바 콘디사치샤나
And then, as was mentioned yesterday, just to recap here, the way then to practice generosity, the way to, or literally the way to gain experience of generosity, this is to as having generated the mind, that in order to become enlightened, in order to become a being that is perfect, I need to practice I need to develop the various practices to a state of perfection. In order to do that, in order to become a perfect Buddha, I need to overcome a wide variety of obstacles, primarily the various manifestations of the self-cherishing mind, minds of selfishness, such as the mind of miserliness. So how to overcome this mind of miserliness? is to meditate on generosity. Having generated compassion for all sentient beings, wanting all sentient beings to be freed from suffering, and generates the strong and sincere wish to help them in any way that one can, within the accordance with one's abilities, as well as giving rise to the aspiration to through ever-increasing one's abilities, to be able to help others ever more. And then this can be expressed through material generosity, generating the aspiration that whatever I have, due to having it been attained due to the kindness of others, amongst the multitude of causes, there is the kindness of others, may I utilize whatever I have in abundance to bring benefit to others. And may I not only fulfill their material needs, but may I go beyond the temporary cessation of suffering, but help them in the most meaningful ways, and that is to become a skilled guide and to train them in the Buddha Dharma, train them in how to cultivate the minds of the Buddha Dharma within themselves. So this is how we engage in the training of generosity. And we also looked at that of ethical conduct. So whilst generosity is the mind wanting to help, the mind wanting to give, ethics is the mind wanting to not harm, the mind committing to refrain from harm. The way we generally bring harm to others is either through physical action or through our way of verbally communicating. And both of these doors of conduct come from a motivating mind. So the way to transform our physical and verbal behavior is through transforming our mind. So living an ethical life, developing an ethical outlook, means subduing our mind, training our mind, pacifying our afflicted minds, such as anger, attachment, pride, that lead to physical acts of harm to others, verbal acts of harm towards others. So therefore, training our mind, subduing our mind, disciplining our mind, this is the training of ethical conduct. The stronger we develop this mind, the stronger the wish that we cultivate not to bring harm to others, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in. The stronger we develop this mind, the stronger the mind of ethics, the stronger or the ever more powerful virtue that we create. And likewise, the stronger the wish that we cultivate to be of benefit to others, to give to others, the stronger that wish, the more virtue we create through that practice of generosity.
She went out, that's 미션당이 소설에 내가 지나네 같이 오래서야지. 소설이 지금에 송도 미션당이 소설에 내가 제발이나 안 내가 제 물어봐다 가서 아 소중한에 지금에 선배네 미션당이 소녀가 지금 그래. 아야 소설이 양 가서 지비 님들 것이도 사진기 지발 소설 동의 선바찬 샹야 조화제 팬버 주야다. 안에 지엔리에 최시 팬버 주기 갑라. 내가 몽골리기 로스 시작 강아리네 같이 오래서. 제디 제가 제일 얘나 같이 올라가도 제가 수비 님네 저거로 해서 왔다 되나 아니 제행이 소스를 내가 제가나 내가 저거 공부 그래서 랑기 셴리에 판도 주위 갑라 아니 셴리 팬비 자와 주야다 되니기 자와 주에 소스 강아 채야다 수수기 아니 동의 셈바 장치 공 제비 갑라야 소스 강아 채외네 단지 수에 저거 공부 그래서 제가 되니 일단 드링 하면 좀 야 수비 님네 공부는
When engaging in an ethical conduct, cultivating this mind that commits to not bringing harm to others through our way of acting, through our way of speaking, then this is the training of ethics, developing this mind, this subdued mind, that refrains from any activity that would bring harm to others. Then when we're out in the world, engaging in our daily activities, treating others with gentleness and with care and with wisdom, we certainly will meet many people who don't share the same outlook, who relate to us in a way that is perhaps aggressive, is a way that is unwanted, or a way that is perhaps abusive, either their way of speaking or their way of acting. So how then to deal with people who don't share our outlook and who do appear to be treating us in an unwanted manner, in an abusive manner? Well, secondly, when engaging the cultivation of the mind of generosity, this wish to give, when we are then acting under the influence of this mind and we're trying to bring benefit into the lives of others by either materially helping them or physically helping them, or through our advice or teaching the Dharma, trying to help them, then we will experience problems at that time, either problems directly from people or from our own way of thinking. So when we engage in the practices, the physical engagements, the verbal expression of the practices of ethics and generosity, how then should one deal with the difficulties that we will encounter? This then brings us to the third prayer, that relating to the practice of patience. And the practice of patience is required when we're experiencing problems in our interactions with others from how they respond to us. It comes from when we are trying to be of benefit to others, we are trying to help others, and we experience problems. So how to deal with those problems when trying to be of benefit? And then also, in terms of when we are cultivating the minds of the Buddha Dharma, for example, through receiving teachings or through meditating, then we experience problems and obstacles. So how we are to respond to this, this is how we express the practice of patience. And now we come to a prayer relating to this practice.
That's a good idea. Dala deso, Sandu, Simji, Nam, Tongam, Tusum, Yula, JBC, Control, Jersey, Larry, and Tedagi, Indi, Chichi, Zuba, Commercial, Osses.
And the 19th verse, when I see, hear, or think of those who struck, beat, or maligned me, may I be without anger, repeatedly speaking of their virtues, and meditate upon patience.
That is what Sik Namba Dala deso, Sandu, Simji, Nam, said. だ、そうそうや、あの、ね、ねらさんやだ。 And so, she said, 라야다 되니게 람서 주야다 파레 측도 라야다 대시스 준비나 파레게다 다 마준비나 안 파레스 지파 지 칸파라야 난 다제야 람모서베네 셈나라야 안데 지 독자쇼스 미디도 독자쇼도 섬세 대콜이야 겐 독자쇼나 세베 삼다레 되는구로 왕저기 제사 디스고 콤마토 바레 난 미셔다게 오 최야고 민도 최장부 지금 민도 결혼을 이니기 뀌엔디게 디네크 셈 통어드 니베딜라 가르쇼스나 아니 통엄 퇴섬 일라 쳔베체 지데 데니게 통화다 퇴바다 데니게 모두 투발라 아지게 콘라 파 콘라시게데 데니게 다 데니게 뀌엔지 예망한들레 데니치 통 통어드 미디 통어드 어데 미디 두자라 말야 쳔지 시우치기데 니마 미디 갈레 고하다 미디 갈니다 다선 남상한데 콘라기로와 아니 야지 디기 마송베네 담르 퇴어드 아 미디디 데네 두자 슈월다 갈리아 녀마 디네 코 디네 뀌주 셰소 코 갈리아 녀마 녀다 다소 코 갈리아 녀마 셰셰 다소 생한 좀사 세보 좀 맞어지 코 랭고로 와다 안절라
as if looking at what for us is the second line. So this, if, when you recall these incidences to mind, when others have physically struck us, or beaten us, or when they have maligned us in a variety of ways, perhaps they have falsely accused us of something, or maybe they're criticizing for something that we have actually done, pointing out our faults. So how do we tend to respond in these cases? So if someone does physically harm us, well, one thing we can be pretty certain of, our mind is going to get upset, and we are quite possibly going to respond in kind to them. Or if someone criticizes us, whether they're falsely accusing us or if they're pointing out our faults, then how do we respond? Again, almost certainly, our mind gives rise to pride and to anger, and we most probably will respond verbally in a similar way, respond in kind. And even in situations where we do refrain from responding in kind, We don't physically hit the person back or point out their faults to them. Even in those circumstances where our physical and verbal activity is restrained, our mind in those cases is almost certainly still going to be disturbed. So here then in the fourth line, it mentions that in these circumstances, we need to be practicing patience. And moreover, the times that we practice patience are not, that the times that we need to practice patience are not just in the moment when we are receiving abuse from others, physical or verbal abuse from others, but it's also when we are with someone and we're talking about someone who has acted towards us in an unwanted way. Or when we are on our own and we're thinking about someone who has acted towards us in an unwanted way. And that is expressed in the first line, when I see, hear, or think of those who struck, beat, or maligned me.
Dungar chair, mother, Pandokayo, Marechi. And the new other governor, garje ore lamna dele ya so su ngo su mi chanda ge ni ge gyen che ba da so so ya ji ni ge che ba na so su ge dele se bo go mo re ji ne de ni ge mi di ge tyo ya de ne se bo go ho ro ma na se bo go mo re se bo go se di garje la na ta de ni ge tyo de pa ko ro se ma chu ba che se ma chu ba pa ne ba ji ge san bi ge san ba de ma che ba che se ma chu se chu ro de chu la de pa le gyen che che san de ge wu ro pa le gyen che che ya da pa le Zingiada, the name of some of the game, the Conoligor, the Conoligor. She said, Deneza, Denegi, Leon, then some Machu Pache, Pas, Hin Judge, Deche, Pa, never gave some of the Ki Machuache, Ki Machuache, Shaw, this one. Denegi Ki Machuache, Devatilla, and Sevas or Seva Compassor. These some of the Compures.
If we think about how, if we were to respond in kind, would this be beneficial or not? So if we are, if someone physically abuses us and we decide to beat them back, so does that make the situation better? Most probably it's going to make the situation worse. Well, likewise, if someone speaks to us in a verbally abusive manner, criticizes us or falsely accuses us, if we respond in kind, pointing out their faults, is that going to improve the situation or not? Probably make it worse. But what is certain is that if one were to respond in kind in either instance, one's mind would not be a mind of patience. One's mind would be unhappy and disturbed. So that is certain. Whether there's some benefits in criticizing or beating someone back, almost certainly not. But what is more certain is to do with the mind. One's own peace of mind is destroyed. Likewise, if we're with friends or companions, associates, and we're talking about someone who has harmed us in the past or spoken badly about us or our group, and we agree with them and agree with all the faults of this other person and how bad they are, and join in the criticism of this person, what benefit comes from that? And what is certainly certain is that, again, our own peace of mind is lost. So rather, when we are in the presence of harm, of someone who's harming us, either physically or verbally, or if we are on our own or with companions, we need to be practicing patience, keeping our mind undisturbed, calm, and spacious. Because if we don't, if our mind is non-patient, if it becomes disturbed, then minds of the class of aggression, the class of harm arise, wanting retribution, wanting the comeuppance of that person to be experienced. And that kind of attitude is contradictory to the trainings we've done previously in terms of ethics, of the mind of not wanting to harm, as well as the mind of generosity, of wanting to benefit. So therefore, not going in a contrary direction to our previous trainings, we need to rather practice the mind of patience.
パコの麻辣はち。だ、ラリアでら、原点中国でして、ペヤ語でしゃさ。原点中国です。からさ、からさね、原点中国で、からそうそう、ニューバーキペ、ドクジャラベね。だ、コロンリア、原点、で、コロン、コロサーチ、ナレア、コロン、ギュン、トンチ、で、ラブロ、インジェス。ね、コロン、ミオネ、ナリアでね、チェビね、コロン、ユンジェ、コロンギ、パマダ、プンジャダ、ソスギ、ジョホダ、デスリア、ゼワチエ、ゼワダン、ジャンバダ、ゼワ、
コロンギーだ、ブータン、コロンギー、パマダ、コロンギー、コロンギー、パンドチゴレス、ペンビ、ジャオチゴレス、コロンギー、ヨレ、ヤブレ、サムジェ、デレア、チゲ、ゼホコムコレス、ゼホコムマジェ、コロンマザマジェ、デレア、ユンデンサムタジェ、コロン、ユンデン、ジュエシェ、ペアブレサムジェ、ユンデン、ジュエネ、
The third and fourth line, may I be without anger, repeatedly speaking of their virtues and meditate upon patience. So here the aspiration that is being expressed, when whether one is within the company of someone who's acting in a harmful and an abusive manner towards one, or whether one is in the company of a companion who's speaking about someone who has harmed oneself or those that you are close to, or whether one is on one's own and recalling such events, may I be without anger, but repeatedly speak of their virtues. And repeatedly speaking of their virtues is the practice of patience. The practice of patience here. So why in these circumstances should we repeatedly speak of their virtues? Well, in these situations, again, whether we're with someone or we're hearing about someone or thinking about someone or a situation, when we're thinking of their faulty behavior, their harmful behavior, then we are forgetting then that harmful behavior that we're seeing is coloring entirely how we perceive this person. We are perceiving this person entirely through this lens of this harmful behavior. That is what we are, how we are seeing them as. We are seeing them as a harmful person doing harm, or a harmful situation that is bringing harm. We are completely losing perspective because of the dominance of this mind of how we're seeing them. And this then means that we have completely lost perspective of this person and their varied aspects to their personality. They are not pervaded solely by this kind of harmful way of thinking, harmful behavior. At that time, sure, anger was dominated. But this is not the entire definition of this person. They have many other aspects to their personality, many of which are praiseworthy, many of which are worthy of emulating, such as perhaps how they care for their loved ones, how they care for their children, their partner, their pets, etc. They will have many other qualities that if we step back for a moment, we can be aware of, either we have perceived or we can impute that they will have these. And to, if we speak of their virtues, this will help bring a perspective to this person and see them in a more nuanced and balanced way. So this is the practice of patience.
When one
hears these teachings on patience, then it's quite possible some doubts will arise in one's mind. And moreover, if one practices in this way in the world, it's quite possible others will criticize us for being patient in the face of adversity, being patient when others speak to one in an abusive manner or act towards one, physically act towards one in an abusive manner. It's very possible that people will criticize us for doing this, even and more so, we may well have doubts ourselves about this practice.
So
here the doubt that may well arise in the practitioner's mind, and certainly would in the world, is that of the appropriateness of this practice in the face of adversity. So when others are speaking to us in an abusive manner, falsely accusing us or criticizing us or physically harming us, then doubt may well arise about the appropriateness of the practice of patience. Because the natural response, and certainly what is accepted as acceptable behavior in the world, is to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves. And through this process of protecting or defending ourselves from physical or verbal onslaught, it is seen as acceptable in the world to do so through anger. Anger is what gives us strength, it's what gives us courage. And it is a mind striving to protect what we hold dear that then responds in a way that the world would consider appropriate. From the perspective of the Buddha Dharma, which is striving for the attainment of the greatest of goals, responding in such a manner, under the influence of such a mind that is wanting to protect what oneself holds dear, this mind conjoined with anger, perhaps other afflictions such as pride, responding under the influence of those minds will bring harm. Certainly, in the short term, benefit may come. One may overpower one's enemies. One may defeat one's accusers. And in this way, one thinks, I've won that encounter. But beyond some temporary benefit like that, in the long term, we've acted against or in a contrary manner to our training of ethics. So remembering again, with ethics, it's this mind of not wanting to bring harm. Patience is a mind that stays subdued, that stays undisturbed in the face of adversity. So when we act in a way that is disturbed, full of anger, full of pride, this, whilst maybe bringing temporary benefits, harms us in the long term because it's contrary to ethics.
And 가르치고래라나 다소수기 닝제 당한 말매나코 말이야 구마소시 코로나 뒤부살고 오래 선배기 닝제 삼다야다 아니 아니 예리야 니니게 삼리 토네 아니 소수기 닝제 당이 그 구마래서는 이제 구마 많이 비김제 시에 장마 마셔가 있나 아니 그 말이야 구마소 거샤상라야 잔다 제마 잔다래 니니시 제지 캡사로 그이네 거 잘라쇼래 삼지 니네자 닝제 거 뒤부시우 사사야 삼지
人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的人民的
Let's now talk a little bit about what this praxis of patience is, because it's important that this is clearly understood. Otherwise, it's the practice, if misunderstood, would seem ridiculous. So, because how a patience may be misunderstood, that is, when others harm us, we should just take this. We should just accept what is being physically done to us or verbally said to us. This may be the practice of patience. It also may not be the practice of patience. The practice of patience doesn't necessarily mean being passive. It most probably doesn't mean being passive. So the Buddha Dharma is about developing one's minds to the state of perfection, to become a Buddha. The practices of the Buddha Dharma all lead to this goal. And the practice of patience is also a practice leading to the perfected state of Buddhahood. So patience is referring to the mental attitude, the mind. It is a mind, it's a mental attitude. So when one is, whether one is practicing patience or not, doesn't refer to one's physical response to a difficult circumstance. It doesn't refer to one's verbal response. It is explicitly about one's mind. So therefore, if one responds physically or not, verbally or not, one may or may not be practicing patience, because whether one is depends on the mental attitude. So to explain this then through actual examples, let's say someone is physically abusing one's face, one's experiencing physical harm. Then, if anger arises, if pride arises, then whatever one's response is separated from patience. It's not a practice of patience. So whether one just cowers and takes a physical beating, or whether one restrains the other person, or whether one beats them back, it's not the practice of patience. Whatever one does, because the mind is angry. If one's mind remains undisturbed, if the mind remains undisturbed despite someone beating one, then one has the mental space to generate compassion for this person, to respond with compassion, with kindness and wisdom. And the response may be cowering away. It may be restraining them. It may be even physically, directly responding to them. But the mind is gentle, it's compassionate, there's wisdom present. Then that's a practice of patience. So the behavior is not necessarily changing. The mind is different. And due to the mind being different, one can respond in a more skillful way, a manner that is appropriate to the circumstance. And it's similarly a verbal situation. So let's say someone falsely accuses us of something. They say, "You are a thief. You stole that item." And if one thinks that the practice of patience means saying nothing, then this person may take this as affirmation, and their misunderstanding is strengthened, and they go around telling many people, "Beware of him, he's a thief." And they may even go to the police and say, "I know who the criminal is, it's him, And then you end up in some big trouble. So that certainly is not skillful behavior. So the practice of patience, again, is the same. When someone speaks to one in an unwanted manner, whether they're falsely accusing one or they're pointing out one's faults, criticizing one, if pride and anger arises, no matter what response one makes, one is not practicing patience. Even if one is silent or if one apologizes, if one's mind is disturbed through the afflictions, one's not practicing patience. But if one has become skilled in patience, one's mind will stay undisturbed. One will be aware that this person is acting in this way due to their own afflictions. They are suffering right now, and this mother sentient being before one is accumulating negative karma. So through that presence of this mind of patience, compassion arises, and one can respond in a skillful way, in that our afflictions are not suppressing our wisdom. And the skillful way then may be to stay silent in that moment, may be to actually explain the situation, or may be to later explain the situation. But through the presence of patience, one has the opportunity to respond in a way that is skillful. So hopefully then, through this explanation, it's made it clear that patience is a mind, and it is not the response to a situation, but it's a mind that leads to the response of that to that situation.
In the world,
there's a prescribed way of responding to physical abuse and verbal abuse. And we have strong habituation to responding in this way. So merely hearing a teaching or engaging in a meditation session on this topic is going to do very little to change this strong habituation. The only way to change any strong habituation is to develop a new habituation of a contrary way of thinking. And in this way, through developing habituation to the virtuous way of thinking, of patience, then our habitual way of acting in a non-patient way, this will be proportionately reduced. So the way to meditate on patience is first we recall the faults of anger. We recall the faults of responding through pride and anger, and how this will destroy our training in ethics and our altruistic intention to be of benefit. But we think about the strengthening of our own negative minds and the negative karma this accumulates and the harm it brings to others. We give rise to a clear understanding of the faults of non-patience and the benefits of patience. Then we engage in our meditation, we engage in role play. We recall past situations of how we responded inappropriately, and we repeat that situation of when someone acted or spoke to us in a particular way. So if that were to happen now, what would be a more skillful way to think? How should I rather think that would prevent afflictions from arising, such as being aware that this person is acting in this way because they are under the influence of delusions. They think they're achieving happiness, but actually, due to their own afflictions that are dominant, they are accumulating causes for future suffering. And then, when we're training here in meditation, compassion will arise for this person at that past time. We do so repeatedly, recalling the many situations we have when we received unwanted behavior from others, physical, verbal behavior. And then we can also think about future experiences that we are likely to have, or future encounters we are likely to have, in particular with specific people that we know. When we meet them, we may well have unwanted communication. And then we train our mind. So when I meet this person that I have a difficult relationship with, and if they speak in the way that they usually do towards me, how is the skillful way to respond? And we role play this again and again, developing this new habitual way of thinking, strengthening it. Then, out of meditation, going about our day, when we meet these situations, and specifically the people that we've been training with regard to, immediately the mind of mindfulness or recollection will recall what we've been training, and we'll see this person approaching, or we'll know we need to approach them, and immediately we will generate those same minds we did in our meditation, and in this way we'll have the skill present in our mind to be able to deal with whatever circumstance comes our way in a skillful and a beneficial manner. And if we train in this way repeatedly over a sustained period, we'll become ever habituated to this new way of thinking, this mind of patience, and more skillful in sincerely and genuinely giving rise to minds such as compassion and wisdom in the face of adversity.
然后说这个缺年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年龄姐姐年
ガラスニャンゴレ、チェザンガ、チェチェニャムチェコハプティショーサーです。チェザダテガガチェヨベネ、ニアネ、ガハデレ、ガマサンバチェニ、アンチュガマサンバチェンテレアスウェチェガマガンユセマチュバチェ、ニアニアメチゲセアダ。シャラロチェバダディネネ、アンチュガマサンバチェレセマチュバチェ、ニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニアニ
Other ways that we experience problems, ways not through harmful speech and behavior from others, is when either when we are engaging in activities to bring benefits to others, then we do experience unwanted problems. Likewise, when engaging in practices relating to the Buddha Dhamma, receiving teachings or meditating, then we do experience problems and obstacles. And these two are situations where we need to apply our training of patience. And the way then to cultivate the mind of patience, to meditate on patience with regard to these situations, is firstly we need to accept that when engaging in activities in life, unwanted situations occur. This is the reality of samsaric beings. So this happens no matter what we do. We encounter obstacles and problems. So when trying to be of benefit to others, or engaging in the Buddha Dharma, this would be no difference. We will also experience problems. This is just part of life. So there, that is to be accepted. But these problems are temporary. These obstacles are temporary. Moreover, we have the ability to overcome these. And why do we have the ability to overcome these? Because we can reflect on the worthiness of the goals that we have set ourselves for. These goals of attaining liberation from suffering in its entirety, that certainly is a worthy enough goal to overcome temporary problems and setbacks. Likewise, this whatever strength of this altruistic attitude of universal responsibility that we have given rise to, that too, the fulfillment of this wish, that too is a worthy enough goal to overcome whatever temporary problems we experience whilst trying to help others or practice the Buddha Dharma. And then a third way to think then is that if I do not utilize these opportunities that I have now, these opportunities that I have created through creating the causes in the past myself, then I will lose this opportunity to practice the Buddha Dharma. I will lose the opportunity to be of benefit to beings in this instance. And this leads to a great loss for myself and for others. So thereby, through this wish to bring benefit to others, one is able to practice patience, overcoming the obstacles that we do encounter when trying to be of benefit in this world, when trying to cultivate the minds of the Buddha Dharma within ourselves. So we've looked at three of the practices of bodhisattvas, those of generosity, ethics, and patience. So we've understood these practices, we understood how to cultivate them. And in order to be able to cultivate them in a way of exceptional power, one requires the mind of joyous perseverance. This is the 20th verse. I pray I will apply myself to enthusiasm, achieving virtues unachieved, improving those attained, banishing utterly threefold debilitating laziness. And I pray I will apply myself to enthusiasm, achieving virtues unachieved, improving those attained, banishing utterly threefold debilitating laziness. Achieving virtues unachieved. So here the aspiration is being expressed in this prayer that one may achieve virtues which come from the practices of generosity, of ethics, and of patience. May I achieve these? And the reason why they remain unachieved is that it is due to my inner obstacle of laziness. So that's the first aspiration, where we've, due to laziness, we haven't taken opportunities that we could have taken to accumulate virtue through ethics, through generosity, and through patience. And where we have done so, where we have, the virtue that we have accumulated in the past, what is preventing us from continuing to do so, what led us to stopping or giving up, again, was this obstacle of laziness. So here the aspiration that is being expressed, where I have accumulated virtue in the past, may I do so again, but with ever greater endeavor. And where I don't usually take those opportunities, may I do so, may I do so with great joy. And in order to be able to do so, may I overcome the three types of laziness, threefold debilitating laziness. And the three types of laziness are those of the laziness of attachment to improper activities, the laziness of procrastination, and the laziness of discouragement. So I'll say those again. The laziness of attachment to improper activities, the laziness of procrastination, and the laziness of discouragement. So usually when we talk about laziness, it refers about not wanting to engage in activities.
The laziness
of procrastination. This is also one that's all too common. And this then is experienced in the context that we look here, in that it serves as an impediment to receiving teachings. These teachings are coming up, but I can rather go at a future date. One puts off this opportunity. Or where one has received teachings, one doesn't engage in the reflection on those teachings, the cultivation of that knowledge. Or if one does, one does so in a very sporadic way. So here, this laziness of procrastination is this misplaced belief that tomorrow is another day, that these opportunities can be put off to another time. The laziness of attachment to improper activities. So this has crossover with procrastination, but it can also be quite separate. So this is where one, rather than engage in our spiritual development, one is drawn to and engages in other activities. So here we can understand improper activities being the opposite to the proper activities of spiritual development. So this could be where when one decides not to engage in a spiritual practice such as receiving teachings or reflecting on them because of incorrect prioritizing, where one prioritizes this ordinary activity, where one prioritizes work of small importance rather than one's spiritual activity. So this is an illustration of the laziness of attachment to improper activities, where one prioritizes work of small importance over things of great importance. And this then can also be linked to that of procrastination through, for example, I won't attend this teaching, or I won't meditate this morning. Rather, I will have a good time first. I have an opportunity to go out with my friends. I'll do that now. I'll meditate later. So here, one chooses to engage in the activities of small importance rather than those of great importance. And this is also has the procrastination of, I'll do it later. And then later you come home and you're a bit tired. So no meditation. So this other type, the laziness of attachment to improper activities, this then can be a standalone laziness or incorporate procrastination. Another expression of procrastination would be when one has the opportunity to help others, to engage in something of virtue, but thinking, oh, this is too much for me. I really don't have the energy. I will do it another time, or I'll give aspiration to being able to do such things in the future. And this, though, is still a laziness, and it's a laziness of procrastination.
Then
마신 이가 핀 거. 되네자 젤에 핀비 개어 주야다. 소수기 취 답변은 자주 셈 겁니다. 아니 띵이 좀 겁니다. 검제디 사제 고방 토발라 되니게 검냐는 마셔벤다 톱투야요. 되니 이면 제가 있는 그 사제 고방 토고를 셴에 판도 개체 못 쉬고 주. 배 맞아 야고래도 와 삼지. 다 드링아 마셔벤다 비디 지기리다. 드링 고비도 제고래 셈비기 되려. 되니게 자와 제기 베네 베 되바 당도나지 되지 야고 쉬고래 삼지 되려. 삼다지 두 지진 생각 삼로디 되리서 되니게 삼로디 야네야 땅으로 되니게 삼다바이나 되니 에 기루비 레로샤 되다 한 자왕하시 레로디케 용 말해서 그래.
The way to overcome the laziness of attachments in proper activities and the laziness of procrastination is through the training in joyous perseverance. So how then to do this? So this is to engage in the in reflection on the great preciousness of this opportunity that one has, whether to receive teachings or to meditate on those teachings or to be of help to others in ways that are of great meaning. And when, so one needs to give rise to the preciousness of this opportunity and then also be aware of its great rarity in this world, that these opportunities don't come about so frequently that we can pick and choose, and they will always come at the times of our greatest convenience. And moreover, by not taking this opportunity now to either engage in my daily meditation or to attend teachings, then I'm not creating the causes to, firstly, come across such conditions in the future, and secondly, I'm not creating the causes of virtue that lead to happiness. And without taking these opportunities whenever they come, embracing wholeheartedly with joy and delight these opportunities when they come, I end up losing the opportunities to accumulate virtue, the causes of lasting happiness. And without virtue, this heartfelt wish, this yearning to experience lasting happiness can never be achieved. The only way that one can fulfill these spiritual goals is through repeatedly over a sustained period, engaging in a contemplation and meditation based on receiving teachings. This is the only way. So when these opportunities come, I must embrace these and not expect them to come about at more convenient times. They will only keep coming if I create the causes for them, if I create these causes through the accumulation of virtue, through a mind of delight. The third type of laziness is that of discouragement. So this relates to oneself. We don't have it in the English name. So the laziness of discouragement with regard to one's own ability. It's long, it's a bit clunky, but this is an important aspect in that this relates to how one perceives oneself, a mistaken way that one perceives oneself in the sense of one's own abilities, one's own actual abilities. Why this then is a laziness is that there is an exaggeration in terms of our faults or our inabilities, or an exaggeration in terms of our faults or our lack of ability. So this then serves to impede our ability to be of benefit to others. So this then would be expressed in a way of, I'm not worthy, I don't have the ability, who am I to do this? I do not have the sufficient knowledge to be able to teach the Dharma, or to give advice to others, or to engage in this cultivation of these practices. They are beyond my ability. So this comes from a mistaken way of seeing ourselves, where we deprecate our own abilities, seeing ourselves as less able than we are, seeing our qualities as either not existent or as weaker than they are, and exaggerating our faults. So it's discouragement that is misplaced on our own qualities. So this is what is meant by this laziness of discouragement.
Mm-hmm. やばそうこれ。全然感じ込むことな。あぜだ。でにぎ、そうそう、てみれ。そうすぎみれ。みれ。だ、順序、てむれなれや。みだ、順序、ちな。みにぺ、にゅにゅれしゅれ。じゃあみなねやんとちゅりやろぴゃんちへ、ぎゅいちゃうとで、え、にゅにゅれ。じゃあがでねごはぶ、ぺまさやぶいや、さんじ。じゃあやぶい。てがりゃにば、てねさんゆじゅんでんでらそばだ。やまなのとなじくばで。 다른 나리아스가
And then how do we utilize the practice of joyous perseverance, the cultivation of the mind of joyous perseverance, to overcome this type of laziness, the laziness of discouragement? So this starts out by trying to understand it with more clarity who we are in terms of our potential. So when you think of the myriad beings that exist, how few are humans? Just in this world, there are a huge abundance of animals compared to the small number that are human. And when we look at the situation of humans in the world, and we reflect on our own individual situation, even just on a material level, we can count ourselves amongst the elite. We are very fortunate in this world. And amongst the humans who are materially fortunate, then we have met the Buddha Dharma. We have met the most capable of methods for transforming oneself. I have met this, and I have the ability. This makes me incredibly fortunate. And how can I say with certainty that I have the ability to transform my mind? Because how I am right now, no matter if I'm having a good day or a bad day, how I am right now is exactly how the being that became Buddha Shakyamuni once was, the being that became His Holiness once was, the being that became our most kind root teacher, he too was once in exactly the same mental state that I find myself in right now. So therefore, I am in exactly the same position as these great and holy beings once were two. And look how they turned out. They, from this state, this very ordinary state, they managed to transform themselves through training their mind independent on these self-same teachings that I have been receiving. They did so through continuing, trying repeatedly over a sustained period in training their minds. So they've done it. They are living proof of this. I can too. So therefore, this topic that I'm receiving teachings on that seems so difficult, I can come to understand this and understand this well. Moreover, trying to meditate on this topic, which is difficult because my mind is undisciplined and it's going all over the show, and if I keep trying, I know my meditation will go better because I have examples who have done this. And moreover, even if my meditation is going better, but then in my daily life I keep responding in the same old way, through the inspiration of these examples, I can become just like them through continuing to train my mind in the way that they are training me in, or they are teaching me in. So in this way, I know I can eventually come to change my way of responding to my environment, my outer environment, my inner environment. I have this ability. So in this way, we can change our way of thinking and overcome this laziness of discouragement. So we'll finish here and continue then this afternoon. Thank you.